Okay, here we go with today's mitzvah. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Ches, mitzvah 158. As we continue in Parsha Shmini, the laws of Kashrus, this is the last mitzvah related to Kashrus, because then we're going to get into some laws of Tumah. The last couple of mitzvahs of Shmini are the laws of Tumah. There is, coming up later on, not to eat a Sheretz Haaretz, that's mitzvah Kuf Samach Beis and Kuf Samach Gimel, but before that, we have... We have a couple of other mitzvahs. So, bdikas simani chagavim, checking the simanim of grasshoppers. Just as the Torah says, there are kosher and non-kosher chayos, and behemos, and ophos, and dagim. There are also kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers. We're going to talk later, while most people probably listening to this have never eaten a kosher grasshopper, but it is the mitzvah, says the Torah. Perek yud aleph pasuk chaf aleph, achezet tochlu mikol sheretz ha'of. These shall be mutter to you to eat from all those from the category of Sheretz Ha'of. Interesting, grasshoppers are categorized within Sheretz Ha'of. Shreds, some creepy crawlies of in the bird category, maybe because they jump so high, so it's like they're in that category, like flying. Haholi chal arba, those that walk on all fours. Asher lo kara ayim mimal araglav, it has jumping legs, lenatam en al aretz. It's elam ham tochlu, and the Torah lists off four types of grasshoppers, kosher ones. Es ha'arba lamino, es salam lamineyu, chargo lamineyu, chagav lamineyu. Right, all of those are the kosher grasshopper. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Livdok b'simani chagavim, ve'ena simanim shekesuvim b'torah, shelo krayim al araglav, all the simanim that we're going to get to the specifics in a few minutes. Just to review something that we mentioned a couple of mitzvos ago, and that is, this is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam counts four separate mitzvos. In the Rambam, mitzvah kuf nun, kuf mem tes, kuf nun al, kuf nun beis, four separate mitzvahs asay of checking simani kashrus of animals, simani behemah v'chaya, and then he counts simani, that was kuf mem tes, kuf nun is sivanu livdok b'simani ha'of, shiuksas minim mimenu mutarin, then she's sivanu livdok b'simani chagavim gamkein, that's mitzvah kuf nun aleph in the Rambam, and kuf nun beis, sivanu livdok b'simani dagim v'hein ksuvim. A couple of horrors that some we have mentioned already, and some that we have not. And that is, the Ramban has a very strong kash on the Rambam. What kind of mitzvah is this? And the Chinuch is even more noted to hold like the Ramban, because checking, eat the grasshoppers, or don't eat the grasshoppers. It's a mitzvah itself to check it. So he mentioned that a couple of mitzvahs ago, a couple of months ago when we did the mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah HaMelech, which he suggests for the Rambam from the Sefer Me'ein HaChachma. He quotes that we know there is a well-known sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis holds that the principle of Safik D'oraisa L'chumra is only a din d'rabanan. Mi D'oraisa, if I have a Safik, even about a din d'oraisa, I go l'kula, on a d'oraisa level. Mi d'rabanan, we say Safik D'oraisa is l'chumra. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Tumas Meis at the end of Perek Tes. Davar yadua shekol elu ha-tumos v'chayotze bohen shehen mishim safik harihen shel derehem. It is known, all tumas, all safik tumas are midrabanan. And then the Rambam says, ve'ein tamei min ha-torah ala mishinet batuma vados. The only tuma d'oraisa there is certain tuma, vadei tuma. Aval kol ha-sveikos, but all sveikos, and now he expands, bein betumos, bein b'ma'acholos asuros, bein ba'arayos, the Shabbosos, in Choshesh Elham, Elami Devei Sofrim. It's only Midrabanan. The Afal Pike, in Devash Achayev and Osdon Okoris, Sveiko Asim in Torah. But still, something that is a Suffake that your Chayev Kari's for is Asim in Torah, Shari Ha'osa Oso Chayev Basham Tali. So Asham Talui reflects that if it's a certain case where you're going to be Chayev Kari's and Chata so far, and that might be Daraisa by a Suffake reflected by the Karban. But in general, conceptually, we have a suffix about a d'oraisa even. Mi d'oraisa, you'd be able to go l'kula. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid here argues, Amar Avram ze shibush gadol, shei amru b'kama makomo, sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, v'sveika l'rena l'kula, v'zu sveika d'oraisa hi. So he argues, he should have said, says the Ravid, svek sveika afilu b'daraisa l'kula. That's what the Ravid says. Interesting, the Ra'ah, just Derech Agav, the Ra'ah in one of his in the Sefer on the Torah Savayis of the Rashba, uses this Rambam to explain why we go Lekula by Svek Sveika. Says the Ra'ah, if the whole din of Safek D'oraisa L'chumra is itself a Derabanan to go L'chumra, then if you have a double Safek, a Svek Sveika, so now you have a Safek about that Chumra Derabanan. So now it's a Safek Derabanan, which is Lekula. That's his Svara, why we say Svek Sveika is Lekula. Anyway, says the Mitzvah Hamelach, in the name of the Sefer Mayan HaChachma, maybe this Rambam is l'shitaso of the Rambam here. Why is there a mitzvah Asei to check? Because if you only had the Los Aseis, then I would have thought that if you have a suffix about whether a certain grasshopper is kosher or not, whether a certain bird is kosher or not, you can be Mako. Savi Drabana Lakula, after all, Savi, even if it's a Savi Daraisa, Midaraisa, it's Lakula. Kamash Balan comes along this mitzvah of, you need to check. Daraisa. Maybe that's adding that even in a case of Safek, you're only allowed to eat the Vadai Kasher and not the Safek Kasher, even on a Daraisa level. So maybe that's the Rambam, Lishitaso, why he emphasizes that. Lachain al Zeba HaMitzvah, do Sotochelu, de Mize Yafina Mitzvah's Bedika, Lomer de Davka, Usatochelu, Osahamuvuaris Lacha, Bishnesi Manitara, Avo by a bird, Avo Bisafek. Nehi, not by a bird, by a behemoth of a chaya. Ava besavik nehi de lav leka, asei de bedika miyayika. That is the Rambam. The other question, and he says in the continuation here, and that is why, as the chinuch said earlier, but if you look in the let's skip down to the end of the chinuch for a minute. V'nohekas b'chol makom b'chol zlam b'zachar min hakevus, as mitzvah applies always, the overall level achav lo batak yafeh, bitel asei. The Chinuch says, and the Rambam didn't even say this as explicitly, the Chinuch says, let's say you didn't check, and we ate it, and it turned out to be kosher. I was still mevatel the mitzvah. Mevatel the mitzvah? Isn't the mitzvah just about making sure that it's kosher or not? Isn't it like what we call a siyag d'oraisa? Says the mitzvah of Melech, no. The point of the Rambam is that you have a certain hisnagus that you have to do. It's more on the gavra than on the chefsa. The iser is the chefsa that you're not allowed to eat. But the gavra has a chiv to check. And if you don't do it, then you will mevatel the mitzvah. Even if it ends up that what you ate was ne'echal. V'achein afilu berov, after michsho lo havei, demidina mutarasi, mikol makom yediya lo havei. And that's why the chinuch says, the hamitzvah, the rami alav, shehu yeda, shi tahora, that you should know it's tahor, eino tali b'mashe nimsa lo basof, afilu im nimsa shi tahora, mikol makom lo yada, tu tahora kodem achila, and therefore, you will mevatel the mitzvah. Very extreme shita, but a fascinating one, and that is of the Rambam and the Chinuch expanding upon him. The Mitzvah of Melech notes also there, again, there's other Achronim as well, we mentioned this once before also, that if you look in the Rambam's formulation of all these four mitzvahs, there's a little difference between them. In the Mitzvah by animals, Kuf Mem Tes, Livdok B'Simani Behema. Mitzvah Kuf Nun, by Ofos, Livdok B'Simani Ha'of, Ad She'Yavdil Ben Atami L'Tahar. He adds, check until you know the difference between Tame and Tahar. Here by Chagavim, he says, Livdok b'simani Chagavim, lay dat tar min atame. He has that line. And then by fish, he just says, Livdok b'simani dagim. So by fish and by behema, he just says, Livdok. By ofos and by Chagavim, he says, Leda, Livdok in order Leda. He adds that the bedik is Leda. What's the difference? So Shizetz to the Mitzvah Samelech, maybe the difference is a discussion of what many Achronim have, the Tzafas Paneach and others, whether the simanim are siman or siba, whether the simanim that we have by all of these, by a grasshopper, we'll get to the three or four simanim in a minute, whether those simanim are reflections that this is a kosher one, or these cause the kashrus. You need these in order to be cause the hechsher. So says the Mitzvah Samelach, maybe that's the difference between the slight different lashon between the different lashonos of the Rambam. The Rambam says by some of them to check, period. The others are to check in order to know. Maybe the emphasis of in order to know is because that causes the kashrus. If it's just to check, that's to check, because once you know this, then it's a reflection that is kosher. Okay, that is all related to this mitzvah. One other ha'ara, and that is, if you look in this first simen in the Sefer Karnei Chagavim, you never open up the Sefer Karnei Chagavim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky notes in the Hakdama to his Sefer that, sorry, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky is known for writing svarim on topics that others don't write about. Rav Chaim Kanievsky knows Kol HaTorah Kula, so he's not going to write a Sefer on the regular halachas, because everybody wrote svarim on those other halachas. So in the set, in Siach HaSadeh, one of his svarim, he has eight little kuntrasim in there. One of them is all on it's called Karnei Chagavim, and he writes in the Hakdama, there isn't much in the Shulchan Aruch or any other svarim about grasshoppers. So I'm going to write a little kuntros on it. Lefisha reisi shemitzvah zu pratim ma'atim b'shulchan aruch v'rishonim lachein samti libi layein bazeh be'ez Hashem levara kol prat an makam shiadi magas. And he writes, I mean, some of this farm here are unbelievable. He has another sefer here where we know, those who learn Marsha are familiar, that many times the Marsha ends off with a kuf lamed. And you're never sure with what that means, kasha lahavin or ka lahavin. So he has a whole sefer called Yishuv Hada'as, where he's miyashiv, tochno lataritz b'makam shiniach rabbeinu ha-marsha b'chidushi alachas agados b'yesh liyashiv. Ulevar Kavanasa. He says, what does Yesh Liyashev mean? You could give an answer, you could ask a question. So he goes through every Yesh Liyashev in Shas and explains what it means. Okay, these are just two of the examples. But there, in Simon Aleph of Karnei Chagavim, he points out that there is this mitzvah d'araisa, according to the Rishonim, of checking for Simon Chagavim, is even if you have no planning to eat. We'll talk about soon if anybody eats these kosher grasshoppers. But he writes, they have a favorish. It's clear from Rishonim that even if one does not have any kavana to eat grasshoppers, what's the mitzvah? This is one of the 613. Yesh mitzvah, she baki b'minim elu lo levad b'limud. Even if there's a video, you could check it up on the internet. There's a story that said that when he was writing the sefer, and there was a kasha about a certain grasshopper that he wasn't sure about whether it was how it looked, it was kosher or not. So as he was learning the svarim, delving into the sugya, all of a sudden a grasshopper jumps onto his gemara. It was exactly the one that he was researching and couldn't figure out exactly how it looked and how much did the wings cover and what the legs look like. And that's how the story, And then it allowed him to analyze it and to look there, Soda Shemli Reyav, and then it jumped away. So on the internet they have, they said when some of the Sephardic communities went to Rav Chaim Gnievsky to ask him about certain types of grasshoppers, they ask him, the first part of the video, they ask him, is Haim Zeh Sipur Emet Chagav Ka Kafatz? And he answers, Kain. He just has one word, as he always does, very brief. Gain, zamashakara. Right, he admitted to that story being true, that the grasshopper that was sent min hashamayim, so he could finish writing his sefer, Karnei Chagavim. Okay, anyway, so there he emphasizes that the mitzvah is, even if one has no kavana to eat. Back to the chinuch. So there's a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah zaseh, to check simanim, to know the defining characteristics of kosher and non-kosher grasshoppers. Dineha, Pirshuv Zechronim Levracha, Chazal explained in Maseches Chulin, Sheshmona Mini Chagav Tarhi. There are really eight types of kosher grasshoppers. The Torah lists off the eight types of kosher grasshoppers, as Elamam Tochelu, Arbis Salam, Chargol, Chagav. But Chazal expand on them, giving them names, which we're not going to go into all the names. The end of the paragraph, though, says, Mishu Baki, Bodik Bohen, Lafi Bigiuso, Ubish Mosein Vochel. Whoever is a Baki could go by his knowledge and eat them. Vatzai, he saw Ne'eman Alam, Ubaof, and a Jewish Ne'eman Trapper is believed to say this is a kosher one, this is a non-kosher one. Okay, if you know the simanim. V'shlosha simanim him. What are the simanim? So the Torah lists off, Eluhain, these are the simanim. There are three, or maybe four. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Beis points out that the Chinuch here is quoting a machlokas Rishonim without making such fanfare that it's a machlokas. First he says, V'shlosha simanim him. Eluhain. Arba kanafayim shchufos rov orech. Shachofos, Rov Orech, for Rov Hekav Gufo. Number one, four wings that cover most of its body. Four wings. Number two, that's why it's in Sheretz Ha'of. V'arba Raglayim, four legs. V'shtei Kra'ayim Lenata Ben Al-Aretz. Machlokas, what does Lenater mean? We'll go with Rashi's Pshat. Two extra legs, in quotes, that help it jump. So you have the wings, you have the four legs, you have the two jumping legs, and now he says, V'yesh Omrim, which the Menachas Chana points out, is a second shita, Machlokas Rishonim, whether you hold three simanim or four simanim. Another article in the Karnei Chagavim about this too. V'yesh Omrim, Chasorach Ladashi Yishmo Chagav. Besides the simanim, it's got to be known as a Chagav. It's got to be known as a grasshopper. And you want to look more, look in Elu Trefus. The Azayim LaTorah, Rav Soreskin points out here that we find many mefarshim that give pshatim, like we spoke about yesterday and the day before, to the symbolism of the simanim of kosher and non-kosher. What is it? Why, if somebody chews its cud, that shows it's not such a such an attacking animal. It's busy eating and spitting up the food and eating. It doesn't have some sharp teeth. And its symbolism, we spoke about the snap purificas keses. It has protection on itself, and it's able to swim further and go weiter in life. That's the symbol of the snap purificas keses. And what about the birds? The birds that have, he says, that have the gizzard and have the extra toe. It doesn't walk so fast. It's not a doe race. Also symbolism. He says, but then you come to the simanim of a grasshopper. He says, I didn't see anybody who talks about the symbolism of these. He says, Avomami idem lanu akrem lanatim en al-aretz, the jumping legs, the four legs and the wings that cover most of the body. He says, for this one, you just gotta throw up your hands. Ela shekvar amru chazal, Chazal say in the Medrash Tanchuma, v'chi ma'ichvas l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'imi sheshochet es abeim of ha'ochel o nocher. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about how you kosher, non-kosher, these simanim? Lo nitnu ha'mitzvos elo letzarif v'enetz abriyos. The mitzvos were given so that we have rules to live by. And that makes me the most Ben Chorin person that there is. I don't just do whatever I want. If I'm Meshubad, then Memela, I become free within that context. Not to get into the deeper message of that right now, but that's what he does. Zayin LaTorah says. He says, I can't figure out a reason, a symbolism for these four simanim, but you should know, I'm sure there is, but it's Lasari Fohen es Abrios. Continuing, as we said before, this mitzvah applies always to men and women. So mitzvah applies. So do we eat? Do we eat grasshoppers today? So the Arachaim HaKadosh, I mean, even now that if you look at the, there are articles that have been written about the modern day grasshoppers, in certain Moroccan and Yemenite circles, they eat them as manazeh. They have a misora, where you need a misora like we spoke about yesterday, a misora about turkey, we also need a misora about grasshoppers. So they have a misora and they eat them. They eat them. The Arachaim HaKadosh quotes on this pasuk that he did not really have a misora. And there were those in his time that were eating, and he blasted them. The Arachaim says, Vitzarech ladas la'eze inyan hitir bas Hashem minadiyuk. He says, I don't understand how they can matter. I'm trying to find the part. It was at the end here where he talks about that he's seen some people eat them, and he says, I answer them. I don't think that you are able to find a heter. I don't think it has a proper misora. Here's the line, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vahatoim Lahatiram, Kfar Herachti B'chibura El Tur Yoredeya, She'ika Kepirish Rashi, Sesorach She'ilo Kraim Ha'aruchim Smucham Letzavaro. It's got to be very long legs next to the neck. Vahatoim Lahatiram Ki Ein Min Zebenimsa, Afani Ashivosi Oso, Gam Ein Mitzuyim Ela Min Echon Me'adalid, Lachain Kala Yarei V'chared Yarei V'yifchad, Labal Yoshi Yodol L'sheket Zeh, V'yimcha B'sholcha Yad. You can't do it today. V'hinei Miyom She Nishmu Divarai B'ma'arav, from the day that I pask in this way, and they heard my words in the west, upirshu me'em arabim, and many have separated, lo naga Hashem od b'makazu. There must have been a terrible plague going on before he gave this psak. And he said, once I gave this psak and they stopped eating it, says there was no more plague. V'lo niru ze yoser, miyud beishana. More than 12 years they haven't had whatever plague they had earlier. Ki torah maisim tovim, ki tris b'fnei ha'puranis. Because torah maisim tovim protect. So the Arachaim is not into it, but this is the misora that they have in certain circles. So, let's say we have a kosher grasshopper. So how do we eat it? You have to do something to it. You have to kill it in a certain way. This is what the Gemara says. I'll read it to you from the Rambam. There is no shechita on grasshoppers. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Dogim v'chagavim einon tzrichin shechita. Fish and grasshoppers do not eat shechita. Ela asifasan hi hamateres osan. You just gather them. Like a fish. What do you have to do to a fish? Nothing. Nothing to a fish. Bird, you have to shecht. Chayav v'behema, you have to shecht. Dog and mechagavim, you just gather them. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't just say it doesn't eat shechita, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch takes out of the Rambam, but the Rambam adds another line. Ela asifasan hi amateros osan. It has a matir, but that's called asifa. Harehu omer. Hatzon v'bakar yishachet lahem u'matzalahem. It's called the ge'ayam, ye'yasef u'matzalahem. Asifas dogim, kishchitas bakar v'tzon v'chagavim. Says the v'tzon. Gathering fish is like shechting bakar v'tzon. And chagavim, it also says, osef achsil ba'asifa levada. Lefichach, therefore the Rambam says, imesu me'alehen b'toch hamayim mutarin. If you find a dead fish, if it died in the water, or you find a dead grasshopper, that's kosher, mutarin. It's mutter. Umutu lachlan chayim. You could even eat them chayim. Does that mean raw? The Magen Mishnah is not so happy about that because that's an Israel about to shaksu. Even if it's kosher, you need an animal while it's alive. It's pretty disgusting, says the Magen Mishnah. Isn't that a violation about Tashaksu? So he tries to say the Rambam means something else. But let's focus on the previous line for a minute. The Rambam says, because it doesn't need to be shechted, you could just gather it, even if it dies before you get to it. The Kesem Mishnah points out that Rav Sadyagon argues on this. Rav Sadyagon says, no, you have to gather it while it's alive. If you find a dead fish, it's not good enough. It's got to be alive, and you have to take it out. The Rambam doesn't say this. Why? The Kesem Mishnah explains. Only where the Torah says that you have to kill it with shchita, do we say that the shchita has to be the mamis. But hani, kiven to lobay de lefech chiyusei b'shchita, since there's no isur of shchita, so what's the difference? Just gather them when they're alive, gather them when they're dead. There shouldn't be a difference. That's the shchita of the Kesem Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik in Shiurei HaRav, Rabbi Konigsberg Sefer from the Rav on Yoredeya, in Simen Chav Dalav, he also talks about this machlokes. So he says, it's interesting, the Rambam also requires a matir. Asifasa, right? The asifa is the matir. But the asifa could take, the matir and the asifa could take place even after Misa. So, the Rav pointed out, it's interesting though, that even though both shchita for an animal and asifa for a fish or a grasshopper are both matirim for the Rambam, there's a difference between them. You can't shecht an animal after it dies. So, the matir of shchita is not just a matir. It's defined as an act that also kills the animal. That's the matir. Shchit is a maisa that kills the animal. That's the matir. Mashenkein asifa by the dogim and by the grasshoppers, there's no din like that. Even after misa, one can gather it. Finally, Noz Gimel. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. Let's just end with this. The Minchas Chinuch says, if you have a grasshopper, even if you know it's a kosher grasshopper, let's say you know like certain, maybe it's some of its wings are going to grow when it gets older. And now it's younger, doesn't have them. That's also okay. Afilo ein lo achshav simanim, v'asla gadon l'achar zman ta'orim. As long as you know it's going to grow, it's start to eat it right now. That's based on the pasuk that we read before, asher lo kra'ayim. If you look in the Torah, lo is a kriyat ksiv. Lo kra'ayim is spelled lamed aleph, but it's read lamed vav. So it has, it doesn't have. So the Gemara darshins in Chulin, that this means that even if it doesn't have now, but it's going to have later on, that's good enough. Just one source related to kriyat ksiv. Where do kriyat ksivs come from? You read it one way, it's written the other way. So there is a very important Radak, which many argue on. The Radak in Shmuel Beis, Perek Tezvav Pasachaf Aleph. The Radak says, Nira, ki begolus harishon avdu hasvarim. When Bnei Yisrael went into Golas Bavel, they lost a lot of the Mesorah. Unbelievable. V'netaltelu v'hachachamim yodei amikra mesu. V'ashik nesat ha'gdola she'echziru ha'torah li'oshna matzu machlokes b'sfarim ha'nimsoim. They saw different things in different Sifrei Torah. V'holchu bohem ha'charov. So they decided, from then on, Sifrei Torah were going to be written based on the rov. That's the Mesorah that we assume. U'b'makam shalei sikam daitam ala barur. And if they weren't exactly sure, there wasn't a clear majority, they wrote a Kriyat Ksiv. They wrote Kriyat Ksiv. One way how it's written and one way how it's read. Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim argue on this Radak. First of all, it's a very dangerous idea to say there was something lost in the Mesorah. And number two, that's not Kriyat Ksiv. The Gemara says in Nedarim, Kriyat Ksiv were given from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kriyat Ksiv, that's a way of darshaning. So therefore, it's a very mechudish dikah, a radak, which many argue on. Interesting, just finally, we'll end with Rav Moshe as a tshuva in Arachayim, Chela Gimel, Simen Mem Aleph, to use, does a balkorei, when he, we know the usual halach is they have to read mitoch haksav. You can't miss any words when a balkorei reads. What about a Kriyat Ksiv? He's not reading that word anyway. I mean, lo and lo, it's the same sound. But you have, let's say, next week's parsha, Kisavo. You have a word that it says Yish Galena, and you read it Yish Kavena, Yash Kivena. So do you have to look inside? Does the Bakari have to make sure to look inside when he reads that? The Ramosha assumes yes, even though it's not the word. But you still, that's the din of Kriyat Ksiv. You have to look at the word and read it as the Misorah says to read it. Okay, we'll stop here. And, by the way, we will continue tomorrow. Parsha Shir is up already. So we'll stop here.